If the Republican candidate's lead holds, it spells yet another blow to Senate Democrats, who briefly held the majority from 2008 until 2010. Last week, the legislature approved new district lines that favor Republicans in the Senate. The deal made Democrats so angry they walked out of the Senate and boycotted the vote on the new lines and several other items. Before they left, Senator Michael Gianaris, a Democrat from Queens and a longtime advocate of independent, nonpartisan redistricting, lost his temper on the Senate floor.
But as far as I'm concerned, you could take the second plan, put it together with the first plan, and shove it. With both of them. Thank you, Mr. President.
Since then, Democrats say the Republicans have squelched their attempts to attach hostile amendments to bills. Senator Bill Perkins, a Democrat from Harlem, tried to attach an amendment for the DREAM Act. It would give college aid to children of undocumented immigrants, to a bill to award grants to public libraries. He was shut down by Republicans, who declared that the amendment was not germane.
There has been a disturbing pattern on the part of the majority of stifling debates on important issues on this floor and in this state.
A voice vote ended the debate and Senator Perkins' amendment. The following day, an amendment to enact security microstamps on guns by Senator Jose Peralta of Queens was also ruled not germane and defeated with little debate. Senator Dan Squadron, a Democrat who represents Lower Manhattan and parts of Brooklyn, says Republicans also pulled over 300 bills sponsored by Democrats from committees, then sealed them up in the Rules Committee, which is under the control of the Senate Majority Leader.
It's classic old Albany, which is don't talk about difficult issues. Don't talk about issues that folks out there across the state want to talk about, but play an Albany game, keep the special interests in Albany happy, and hope no one notices.
Senate Majority Leader Dean Skello says Republicans' actions to limit debate are simply an attempt to maintain order in the Senate, and he says Democrats are being treated fairly.
They're getting more bills passed on the Senate floor than has ever happened before to a minority party, and that's not a problem. We have four Democrats that are chair of committee.
There are four Senate Democrats who hold committee chairs, but they are members of a splinter faction called the Independent Democratic Conference, and they've allied themselves more often with the Republicans than the rest of the Senate Democrats. Skello says the hostile amendments are just an attempt by the rest of the Senate Democrats to cause disruptions.
They're trying to stop the orderly process that exists now in the Senate, and trying to bring it back to their dysfunctional way of governing. We're not going to allow that to happen.
Democrats did have a rocky record during the brief 2 years they held the chamber, including a coup attempt that led to a month-long standoff and helped earn New York's legislature the title of the most dysfunctional state government in the nation by NYU's Brennan Center. And Senate Leader Skello says Democrats were behaving childishly when they walked out of the redistricting vote. He predicts those actions will come back to haunt them.
That was totally irresponsible and derelict of their duties.
Even if the Brooklyn seat does go to the Republicans, the GOP still holds a precarious majority in the Senate, and there's no telling for certain what will happen in November. Senator Squadron speculates that maybe the Senate Democrats have the Republicans just a little bit worried.
Look, they're certainly afraid of something.
In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.